71.
Yeah, but what about Lake?
Lake is the same.
Was
in done, this package.
But was it done by the FBI?
Or? Yes, and everyone...
No, but wait a minute. Lake was in 71 late. Wasn't it?
No, we have February 9, 71 cutoff on every one of these cases.
Including Lake?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, but Lake retired, Al, in late 71, didn't he? Oh, no, after Cambodia.
That's right. That's spring of 71.
Well, the spring, but does, what about Lake stuff? Was it done by the FBI or by?
All by the FBI. Now, what this could mean.
Yes.
Is that there could have been some other tests, but they would have been done outside of this framework, and they're not with this material.
All right, that's the main thing. We don't have anything in the White House on it.
We have nothing here in the White House on it, and for that reason, we can take a very strong stand.
Good.
Now, we've been with Ruckelhaus,
correct.
What I found out is what's really happened here.
What is it?
This stuff was sent to the White House by Bill Sullivan.
Right.
Because J. Edgar Hoover told him, or inferred that he was going to use it to blackmail the White House.
Hoover said that. Huh?
That's right. And
blackmail is about what the hell, what?
Well, there's an awful lot of juicy stuff in here.
You mean about what?
Well, different people and
oh, in the White House, yeah.
In the White House. And Sullivan just felt that Hoover had reached a point in his dotage in which he couldn't afford this. Now, this is all wrapped up in this terrible gut fight that's been going on within the FBI and between the FBI and justice.
Right.
Where there's even been threats on people's lives and everything else.
Is that right?
That's right. Now, Ruckelhaus says that he's got to finish his investigation, which the last interview will be tonight. And that's me.
Good.
So I'm ready to give some juicy ones on this.
Good.
Now, he doesn't think he can go till Monday with his announcement because of all of this problem. So what Henry can do tomorrow is just bridge off. He said, I understand the director of the FBI has completed an investigation and we'll have something to say on this the first of next week. But I want to emphasize that every report we had was received by a duly authorized director of the Department concerned, CIA, or the Federal Bureau of Investigation.
Right.
And they were...
Now, in this respect, though, be sure that you get in the facts that I pointed out earlier, Al. I mean, how many were done in the Kennedy administration? How many were done in...
That's what we're putting in Ruckelhaus's overall statement.
That's right.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to have a good zapping statement from him.
Everything is all, and I want him to feel very comfortable with it. You know, he's got to believe it.
Well, he's coming over here tomorrow. These things are so clean, he ought to look at them.
I want him to look at them, and I want Buzzard to look at it. Well,
he's been through.
Buzzard, aren't you? Buzzard has?
Yes, in fact, each, almost every packet has a memo on it signed by Mitchell. Approved by Mitchell.
What about the Lake one?
Yes. Well, you know, I don't mean each man's name, but there are several memos here.
Lake is the one that I'm concerned about, due to the fact that...
Well, I know that after he was in the other camp, and but if that was done by Hunt, God knows where it is, and it was not done within this framework.
It's not in the White House files.
No.
Okay. When does Ruck want to make a statement then?
He wants to do it Monday. He said he'd need all weekend to sort through these things because it involves all this internal sabotage and brawling that he's got.
What's his feeling about Felt?
Well, I think Felt will be a victim of this thing, but he...
I wouldn't, you know, my point is...
push on that, no.
Why push him at a time when he can then go out and then babble around, you know what I mean?
Well, it may, you know, it may be to the point where he can't even risk not doing it. He's not willing to discuss his internal investigation.
I know.
But
see, Sullivan is against Felt, you know.
Very much. Very much.
Sullivan's our man.
That's right. And if this thing comes out clean,
as long as he knows we're not holding anything back, he can look at anything he wants to look at, you know?
That's right.
And we want the whole thing out. Let him, because he's Mr. Clean, you see, let him hang it out.
That's exactly right.
He's not destroyed, you know.
Oh, no, no.
Ruck'll play the game.
Oh, hell, he's a good man. I'm just not sure he wants to do that job. Or, you know, he's the best guy for that job. Maybe he is. Maybe we ought to lean there if he gets worked into it and clean it out.
Good. Well, good. I'm glad you've gone through it. You feel a little more comfortable then.
I feel like we're all set, sir. And Henry's well cleared, and we'll go over it again.
Henry was going to have a briefing then.
Yes, I think we ought to have it. Damn it.
I tell you, what the hell? Face up to it.
We don't have to be put
in. And you should just go out and say, look, I'm not going to discuss these. Whatever was done, there were a modest number done. I mean, the smallest number in any administration for purposes of leaks.
Right. And everyone signed by the agency head concerned. So they were all legitimate.
Mitchell's on a lot of those.
Yeah, hell, he knew. You know, at first,
he started playing the game. He didn't know about any of these things.
Yeah, I don't understand that. I just don't understand.
I understand that he's trying to say he didn't do a goddamn thing, but goddammit, it wasn't done without his approval, you know, Al.
Well, his signature's on these papers, so he's going to have a red face. It's a separate piece of paper, but it has a listing of the various documents. So, and I think the Lake papers are included in that listing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the summary.
Mm-hmm. You have to figure, you see, that you never know what Hunt's going to say, that's what the hell he was doing, but...
Well,
Ehrlichman assures me that, well, has assured me he doesn't believe that Hunt did anybody.
Well, I don't think he did either.
You don't?
No, because it's a very risky, difficult thing to do.
Yeah, you have to have a lot of complicated material, right?
The agency does it, the Bureau does it, in coordination with the phone company.
That's right. Okay, boy.
Well, sir, I think we're coming along. Well, Henry, incidentally, is, goddamn, I don't know what you said to him this morning, but he's just humming.
Well, I want him to go out there tomorrow tough and strong and say, of course we did this. You know, if he's asked, but then say, I'm not going to discuss it. But I want to talk about the Soviet summit.
Yeah, there'll be a report.
And a report's going to be made, a full report. And that everything we've done is done for the purpose of national security.
That's right.
And what have you thought? Have you done any more thinking about what you ought to put out there?
I kind of think it won't pay off.
That's my feeling.
It's a little too... It's really vicious, and it's...
Well, it's so vicious and rough. The son of a bitch is...
You know, it deserves it, but it isn't the issue we need.
Tell me what we need. Let it leak out about a week or two from now.
That's what I think.
That's right. Okay, Al.
Good, sir.